Welcome, everyone, to a Delco Nerd Network podcast. I am your host, Anthony Rigucci, and here with a few friends from the Delaware County area, we get in a basement and we talk about a certain topic. Today's topic, of course, is going to be Agent 47 to 007. We're going to be talking about IOI's transition from our titular hitman to James Bond himself. Here to discuss, as always, 003 himself, Chris Trio.
003, I'll take it. We've only ever seen, there's 00, which one is in Die Another Day?
Alex Trevelyan.
It's like from, 006 it's or 005?
GoldenEye. I think it's 006.
Yeah, I'd love to see more 00s, which I actually am sure we'll see in this. But Gooch, how are you, man?
It's good
to see you.
I'm doing fabulous. It's nice and cool, nice rainy week here in Delaware County. We're recording on a Wednesday because Trio's going away this weekend.
Today's my Friday. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, so thanks but thanks for spending your I hate when people say that. It's my Friday. Ian Fitzgerald,
I just struck friend a of cord, the show. Didn't I? Yeah.
He works at QVC and he has a weird work schedule. And I hope he fucking hears this. He always goes, "Yeah, today's my Sunday." It's like, "Shut the fuck up." And you're like, dude, your Monday is your Tuesday is not your Sunday. It's Tuesday. I don't care. I don't care. He does it, and
he has 3 days off a week, though. So he has like a weekend nestled.
I don't know. I'm just using it. Just using an example. I'm just like, dude, no, like you're not special. Stop.
You know what it reminds me of?
You just work a fucking weird schedule, not like everybody else. Get over it.
Have you ever seen the clip of the guy? He's like, you're a caveman for thinking 24 hours is a whole day. My day is broken into 3 days, which is within four. And he goes down this whole thing. You've never seen that clip?
No.
I have to send you it.
What's it from?
I don't know. It's like some dude like a plant. No, it's a very serious man on a podcast talking about like how he's broken down days into smaller sections and like we're cavemen for thinking a day is 24 hours. I'm sure you've seen it out there. You got to look it up. It's one of the funniest things ever. But yeah.
Before we get into our topic, we like to, you know, talk about what we've been playing, doing, watching, whatever. But before we do that, Gamescom Opening Night Live was last night.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I watched some recaps. You know, I did my after show, like, comb through.
I had a similar, I just want, you know, give some thoughts about what we saw. Gamescom is going on as we're recording, not as you're watching, most likely. Again, just like Summer Games Fest, too long, too many games, overwhelmed, and I just kind of like shut down. What's wrong with me?
Nothing, Gooch. I just think you have to. I think honestly, trying to consume that much content in 3 hours and like you're getting hit.
And
with
I'm on
all
Twitter
stuff,
and Discord, and I'm like,
you should not have that much stream of consciousnesses going into your stream of consciousness. I don't know. I think it will overwhelm, and that's why I tend to like to wait until the shows are over. I comb through the news. You helpfully throw it all into Discord, so that's nice.
Yeah,
I usually go back
posting,
through that.
Yeah.
I think the thing that stood out to me the most throughout these last day or two was definitely Resident Evil.
It's looking
fantastic.
They released the footage that was playable.
Yes.
For Resident Evil 9 Requiem.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool. We saw a trailer from that. We get to see Alyssa Ashcroft, Grace Ashcroft's mom, who is a character from... Oh, shit.
Don't you get like a
note
from
Evil,
her?
Give me a sec. Not Outsiders. Outbreak. There we go. Mm. What? Yes, there's a note in 7, Trio. Mm. I heard you and I didn't all at the same time.
It's okay.
So it looks like you're going to be playing her in like maybe like a flashback and also like in her present day because it looks like she's like going through some trauma.
Yeah, there's like a scene with her mother, right?
Yeah, like pulling a gun and like somebody's after her. I assume it's probably Umbrella or something like
that.
We
got to look at the monster itself, which is like a weird witch Baba Yaga
woman. I think it's her.
Is it her mom?
I think so.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah.
But I think that's like the flashback.
Mm.
Because in the trailer, the first trailer, she's like working for the FBI and they're like, you got to go back.
Right.
You know,
they're leaning into like this mechanic of lighting and stuff. Like she can't go into heavily lit rooms, darkness and stuff like that seems to play a big part.
Third person and first.
Yeah. So
pretty big deal.
I was watching the gameplay And like she seems to stumble a lot. Like, so there's different movement styles.
Did you see the third person, her running?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So like there seems to be different styles. So there isn't anything to that first person. Interesting. Okay.
Like you get, I don't know. She's making noises like she's running,
but she's
wild.
Not going to be stumbling in the same way.
It didn't look because I think they play the same gameplay back in third person because it's the same room, and like the way she's moving is like really dynamic.
It is, exactly. And like as she gets more afraid, she seems to move more sporadically, and she's tripping over things and stumbling. And yeah, I'd be curious how that affects first person, if at all. I personally like the first person perspective more.
Yeah.
In a horror game, but I guess in a Resident Evil game, I actually might like the third person a little bit better.
Well, here's the thing. Between like RE2 and 3 Remake and 7 and 8, like it's different.
I think it lends to the horror more for me personally.
Like for 7 and 8.
Especially just in general I think horror games, like when I think I've said this before in other podcasts, when I'm in third person, I almost feel like I'm there with the character. It's me and Leon. It's me and, all the other characters. But when I'm in first person, I almost take the position of the character. I'm not there with the person. It's me versus the monster, and that's a bit scarier in a weird way.
Uh-huh.
But I'm excited, man. It looks great. That engine is fucking wild.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It really does.
Capcom is, they're raking in the money.
Yeah.
With all sorts of games, not just Resident Evil, so you kind of better hope it look good.
I would hope so. No,
they are
sure.
Kind of churning these out. Like we haven't had a space or a lack of Resident Evil in years.
You're right.
Not since 7. 7 started in like 2016, and then we got RE2 Remake, RE3 Remake, Resident Evil 8, and then 4 Remake.
Yeah.
And now we're getting 9.
I gotta say, man, they're managing their fucking studios well because they're churning out consistently great content. And,
3 is the only one I think people were like,
Right. I agree.
A lot of people didn't like 3.
I guess, they have a leg up. They're remaking very critically acclaimed games that people like, I guess aside from 3 for the most part. So, there's something to that. But they're doing a great job on these new entries. I think 7 was a great step back into the franchise. 8 was very much leaning back more into the zaniness of 4 and the action of it, but there were still some very scary elements in that.
I'm looking forward to playing it. I'll talk about 7 when we get to what we're playing for sure, but yeah, I am interested to get to 8 because I know it gets
weird. Yeah, you're close. So do you think you'll finish 8 before 9 comes
out? Oh, absolutely. All right, cool. That's the intent. That's kind of, I know Lost Soul Aside is coming out in August and Delta. So that'll take my PlayStation spots, but I'm going to try to get 8 in there before February and finish it up. Yeah.
That's sick. Okay, yeah, so then we'll be able to review that.
And I will then have finally played the entire Resident Evil franchise, which I've been doing since 2019.
I was going to say, when did you start that
2019.
Journey? Wow.
I took a lot of, there were a lot of spaces. It's not like I was playing them front to back.
Of course.
And now there's 2 and 3 original on PlayStation, so at some point I'd love to go back and play those original ones.
I think it's worth your time. I'll give you a lot of credit for doing that. I think that's a nice little project to do over the span of so many years
because
you can just fill in little spots where you don't have anything to play or there's not much new coming out.
I did the same thing with Kingdom Hearts leading up to 3, but I think I did that over a year.
Oh, wow.
But I'm trying to think. It took me a year. I went through all the Kingdom Hearts games in a year, but they're... I didn't space them out, I don't think. I'm trying to remember how I managed to do it, because I managed to do it. And there's 6 games.
Right.
Not all of them are games. Some of them are games that were on 3DS or DS that are cutscenes now. And it's a bit different. Resident Evil is a lot more, there's a lot more going on there for sure. Yeah, but we were talking about Chronos the New Dawn earlier.
Yes,
and
that was another one that I'm already kind of sold on that. So I watched a little bit of the new trailer. And
I wonder
I
how many teams Bloober has.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they just put Silent Hill 2 Remake out last year around the same time.
I would guess they have 2 solid teams going at once at the very least. They're not doing the new Silent Hill F though, right?
They're doing Silent Hill 1 Remake.
Right, right. And that's still a bit of a ways out, and that's a relatively short game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Who knows how long... Silent Hill 2 Remake was longer than the original.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but yes, the original, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm hopeful for Chronos. I think this is a bit of a proving time for them, for Blooper. I know Silent Hill 2 was fantastic, and I think we all agree, but
not original.
It's not original. They had the story set from the beginning. They captured the ambiance. They captured, you know, what that game needed to be. But I'm very curious to see what they do with this and what they do with a new franchise. What did they did, like, the Medium, right? I remember I started that.
Yeah.
And it's fixed camera, right? Tank controls. Is that tank control?
Yeah. Tank control is when your camera is, like, pretend the camera's, like, shoved up in the corner and you move around the room with the camera remaining in that corner.
Okay, okay.
I mean, the only Blooper game I played are Silent Hill 2 Remake and the original Layers of Fear, which was our horror game night from last year.
I forgot they did those. That's funny.
Yeah. It's so funny. Layers of Fear is, like, okay, but, like, it's so amnesia coded. It's like a bit. It's just like a different take on, like, what they did.
There was another, like, sci-fi one that they did. It was like the Inpatient or something, maybe.
No, I know what you're talking about.
That looked somewhat interesting to me. It's funny, horror. There's so many games, like $20-$30 horror games that litter the marketplace. Again, it's this too many games thing where I'm like,
yeah,
and they have some good reviews
at some point.
Yeah, for sure. but yeah, I'm excited for Chronos, man.
A game that kind of came out of nowhere from a small little studio, I think they're French, is, I think it's Divina Commedia or something like that. It's the Dante Alighieri one. It's like, it looks like some sort of action, third person action game with, like, in the set in the Dante's Inferno or the entire Divine Comedy. Dante's Inferno is like a gem of a game from the high school era, and I saw that and I was like, holy shit, Dante's Inferno 2.
It definitely
from Visceral,
like,
we back, you know. but yeah, that really took my interest. But plenty of China slop, Asia slop, anime slop, as Jeff always does. He's got to get rid of that shit. I know Call of Duty and these studios, like, they buy the time. Like, we saw Black Ops 7, they're having co-op campaign, and I'm just like, you know, like, not like I'm glad we're leading the show with this, but, like, I just don't really care. Like, I'm cool, like, 4-player co-op COD, that's different, you know. I'm taking notice of what they're doing, and then we get the pre-order screen and here's the fucking the Fortnite skin, you know, and, like, I'm just like,
the glowing dragon man.
Yeah, I'm just like, ah. I was, not to go on a tangent, I was having a conversation with Casey Wellman's brother, Connor, while we were playing the Battlefield 6 beta, which I'll talk about, and I was kind of hating on COD. He's like, you really hate COD, dude. And I'm like, no, I don't really dislike Call of Duty. I dislike what Call of Duty is to the video game industry and how this machine that's just sort of capitalizing on every trend imaginable. And, like, they did copy Fortnite and what they were doing with, like, their skins and getting out there and, like, instead of boots on the ground. And I'm just like, yeah, it's not great for what Call of Duty is doing in the grand scope of things is not great for the industry. But, like, Battlefield 6 is probably not going to really hurt Call of Duty.
I mean, I think Call of Duty is just very emblematic of multiplayer games general at the current state.
Yeah, it's just they're just a problem.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, making new games that are different, that are propelling FPS forward, like, they're not doing that. It's the same thing every year.
Well,
you complain about it every year, yeah, and they still make money, you still buy it, you're the problem.
I would say there's a whole nother genre of games that suffer from that exact same issue, and it's one that we don't touch whatsoever.
Sports games.
Yeah.
And that's why I said Madden.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear about people complaining about Madden every year.
Absolutely.
And they still fucking buy it.
Yeah, so it's tough. It is a bit of a catch-22 there. And I don't know. I always come back to the thing with Call of Duty. It's like, they wouldn't be making these freakish skins if you freaks weren't buying them. Like, I know, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, they
like,
must be.
Why is Nicki Minaj in Call of Duty? Someone needs to explain that to me.
Like, I don't know. Like, someone showed me the Terminator, and I'm like, I don't know. That kind of lines up for me.
I mean, even Gears had, like, that Terminator. Like, I was just like, why? Like, I get, like, the
that lines up for me more than.
Sure, but, like, it's intrusive IP.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'd say Seth Rogen smoking his doobie is a bit more intrusive.
Emil and Kat from Halo Reach are in Gears 5, I don't know if you recall.
Yeah.
And, like, but, like, that's an Xbox IP.
Yeah, it makes
I don't
more
like
sense.
It's weird, but, like, I'm okay with it. It's still within
You're
the
You're willing
grounds.
To accept it a bit more.
But,
right,
like, the Dark Fate crossover with Gears 5, like, why? You know? Like what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, why
it is
did
weird.
We why are we spending money to bring Linda Hamilton to come in to, like, voice that
when
character?
It starts breaking the not immersion, but the setting or, like, the motif of what you're playing, it can be very distracting. But again, freaks are out there buying this shit. They wouldn't be making it if people weren't buying it. And that's the unfortunate thing. So stop buying it, as I'm sure most of you honestly aren't that are watching this.
I'm so excited for Fallout.
Oh,
dude.
I am ready to crawl out through the Fallout, baby.
I'm gonna. This is a weird one. You think I'd be like, why are you playing that? I'm gonna play Fallout Shelter and get all the achievements in it.
On like your PlayStation?
On Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Xbox.
Yeah. Because I like. I could play Fallout 4 on PlayStation, get all that stuff again, but I don't really want to. And like Fallout 3 and New Vegas aren't accessible on PlayStation, which is a shame.
Yeah.
It could change that. They could stealth drop those Fallout 1 and 2 ports for the console. They need to do that. Well, I know Todd said he wasn't doing it.
I think 3 is, they're making, that's a remake. That's going to come out in that form at some point.
Yeah.
New Vegas, yeah, I think, you know, I'd like to see that. That is still where, you know, Xbox has hand over foot over PlayStation when it comes to just the backwards compatibility element.
I know.
Like, I just own all of those.
Thinking
on my
about
Xbox.
That, and it's just like, you cannot play Fallout.
That is the reason I would
never,
that's just the one reason I would never get rid of my Xbox. Like, I'm buying most of my things on PlayStation now, if not all of it.
Yeah.
But I would never get rid of my Xbox just because of that back catalog that I own on it. But it is, it's, I'm curious to see. I played 4 when the first season happened, so I probably won't go back to it. I'd be curious to see how
I mean, you're
going to
play New Vegas? You,
I could play New Vegas.
Were you modding?
No, I was thinking about attempting to on my computer because they were like $2 on a Steam sale, and then I never did it.
Did you play Fallout 3 on PC?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I modded Fallout 3 years ago. It's interesting.
Yeah.
The problem with it is it's like an old game, and it's like not very great at the modding. Like,
sure,
like,
I see. Yeah.
It's kind of like Oblivion. Like, it's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. And same with like New Vegas, but.
And I always hear about New Vegas crashing on the PC all the time.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with that is like mods just turn the game. Here's the biggest issue with mods is I feel like it just changes the entire game. You get these weapons that really don't belong, and you like that, it like kind of kills my immersion. That happened to me when I modded Fallout 3. I was just like, I just feel like I shouldn't be using this gun.
You feel like you're not, yeah.
Like it doesn't belong here. Like, it's not like. It
doesn't feel right.
Right, yeah, yeah. But I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to see what from New Vegas is going to carry over. The endings, you know, it seems like New Vegas is gone.
See, I saw you saying that. I think
they're shooting people in front of, like, the Tops and the Gamora. If Mr. House still had a foothold over the Vegas Strip, like, I don't think that would be happening.
Well, I think you don't think he's alive at this point?
I would imagine he is.
I would, too.
I don't know if the House ending was the one. Like, Caesar's Legion is in it, too.
Right, right.
And we don't see NCR.
No, we don't.
But we know the NCR exists from season one.
I think they are going to show up, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of wondering, it's like, who won the battle at Hoover, the second battle of Hoover Dam?
Dude, it's just, I love how much it looks like Fallout.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it just, it looks so, there's so many little tidbits. I did see someone say online, and I tend to agree, I hope the season doesn't turn into a season of member berries too much.
Yeah.
But aside from that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But aside, like, I mean, you see, what's his name? The robot, the cowboy robot.
Victor.
What's his name? Victor. You see all, I mean, they're one-to-one shots. Again, I can't give them enough credit.
Novak looks like Novak.
Perfect they are doing with that type of stuff.
It
really is fantastic. There's so many little things to pick out. I don't think that one is the casino vault, though, that you sent. That's like him walking in
the hotel.
I think that's like a Vault Tech facility that's been
started.
Yeah,
I didn't like, because I mean, we see that Vault 21 in New Vegas, but it's like, I don't know, it's like, take it for what it is. Or take it for what it's not and what it's supposed to be.
Sure.
Because of, like, I don't know, it just looks like a normal vault, but it's like a hotel.
Yeah, they've just been doing everything so one-to-one that it would surprise me if they did that. But I don't know, maybe. Dude, it looks so, the Deathclaw, there's so much. There is so much I can't wait for.
Yeah.
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 Looks right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of other things from Gamescom, but ultimately, I just, there's a lot of slop. It's hard to stay focused when, like, okay, I don't care about, you know, fucking another Chinese, you know, the Black Myth Wukong thing. I was kind of like, oh, here's a, like, I know it's the game of the year nominee, pretty big game, but it's just like, not here's another fucking shiny slop game. Like guys, like
can you explain for people who don't know why it annoys, like, because like for me it's just more of slop is, yeah, it's like for me Asian it's slop? Just it's like a historical Asian setting, which I feel like we have seen it incredibly often at
it's
this point.
Yeah, it's historical feudal Japan or
China
yeah. Anything Asian that is not modern, with like you have pagodas and, you know, like getting stereotypical with it.
I was gonna say
like
ignore,
just the look, yeah, but like, and then there's some mysticism involved. It's Sekiro. It's like, you know, it.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Yote. And there's just a bunch of smaller, the gotcha stuff.
Neo.
That like,
I mean, there's tens of thousands, but
Wuthering Waves and fucking Genshin Impact. Like, there's so many games, whether it's anime style or realistic. Phantom's Blade Zero, and I want to get that game. Onimusha falls into that category. Neo, like you were saying, like there's just. Black Myth Wukong and the new one, like they all fall into this, like they're gritty looking samurai or Chinese inspired or like they all look the same, and it's just like I've seen so many of those, I don't know what is what.
Sekiro, did we not say Sekiro?
Yeah, I said
yeah,
okay.
Sekiro. Right, yeah, I agree, man. I just feel like we see it so much. To even Assassin's Creed fucking just came out.
Right. Yeah. And like there are a lot of smaller titles that I'm not remembering, but like the fact that I'm not remembering them is the point. There's just too many of them.
There's
a bunch of big ones, but there's also a lot of little smaller ones, and they just get mixed in with the slop.
And by the way, they do well, so it's obviously like an us thing, so I'm going to preface
yeah,
that.
we had a big battle on Discord where I was definitely being told I was wrong, but I still think I have a point.
Well, it's not even that like you don't have, it's more of just like a personal kind of opinion thing at this point of, it just feels like we are getting so much of them to me that everything blends together after a certain point. And I do think that is, you know, degrading to those projects, sadly, in my mind. But obviously for the greater consumer, they are doing fine and well, and everyone seems to be okay with them. So, you know, people are going to go where the money is, and the money is very much there.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else from Gamescom, but I think that kind of does it.
No, I think those are the big ones.
Yeah. So let's talk about what we're playing, doing, watching. Trill, you want to start us off?
I'll start us off here. So as far as movies and TVs go, TVs, if you will. I have been to the cinema a few times this summer, or this last month, Gooch. So, the big one, though, for me, I gotta say, is Weapons.
Yeah.
Zach Cregger.
I'm hearing it's good.
Barbarian's own. Whitest Kids You Know's own.
Yeah.
It's really good. You know, I think it's been kind of getting some divisive reactions in certain circles, but, you know, a lot of overwhelming positivity as far as, like, critics go.
Mm-hmm.
But I really did enjoy it. I think it's an interesting premise. 17 kids go missing from a specific classroom in this small, like, Pennsylvania town. And it's like a day in the life after that happens.
It's in Pennsylvania?
There's Pennsylvania license plates. So they don't name the town, though, I think. Or they name it, but they don't, like, say where it is beyond that. So, yeah, these 17 children go missing, you know, except for one child in the class. Only one came into school that day. The mystery kind of unravels throughout. I think the answers are interesting. The directions it takes are kind of fun. There are some, like, actually funny, genuinely funny moments in it. But overall, I still think it's very much a horror movie. It uses elements I haven't seen used in a movie in a long time, I feel like. Just kind of specific elements that I can't get into without, you know, spoiling things. But I don't know. I'd really be curious what, like, you would think about this if you saw it. Or even just someone in general who's
scary.
A horror fan. It's pretty scary. But again, there's some moments of just, like, I don't know, levity, like genuinely just kind of funny moments.
Chris Reagan was talking about it on Sacred, and he was like, it's like not what you expect.
I
was like,
absolutely. I think it's a very fair way to say
it. That's interesting.
And it's a movie that the more I sat with, the more I liked.
That's what he said.
Yeah. So I think it's well worth your time if you're a horror enthusiast. If you liked Barbarian, I think you'll enjoy this one. His next project is the Resident Evil film, which I'm excited for. He was talking about it recently, how like...
Yeah.
They're going for it from the Fallout angle. It's a different story set within the world of Resident Evil. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. How do I feel about it? I mean, they already kind of like did it like three times between the Mila Jovovich.
I don't know.
Mila Jovovich. That's it. And like those are like not the games, but like might as well be the games.
And do they follow like the lore pretty accurately?
I would have to go back and rewatch.
That's one thing I guess he was stressing in the interview when he was talking about
it. Yeah, because there have been so many Resident Evil projects that are kind of just trash.
And they're just, they're pretty sloppy, in my opinion. You know, yeah. I think they have their audiences and people enjoy them, and I think, you know, they're good for what they do. The most famous scene is the laser wall, for sure. I mean, that's very iconic.
I mean, that's why it's in, well, it's in four in separate ways, but in the original four, it's in there because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, that's so weird that it like reversed.
It is funny how it comes. It's like a Harley Quinn situation almost. It comes from the different medium. But yeah, man, I thought it was great. I think you should definitely see it. I'd be curious to see everyone else's reaction. There's a turning point in the movie where, again, I think you're either going to be with it or you're not. I think most people will be with it. So, you know, go check that out. Another thing on the list, Goose, this is an oldie that I finally caught up on that I've been wanting to for years at this point. Mm-hmm. And I watched it with my girlfriend. True Detective season one.
Dude, same.
It's been on the list forever.
Yeah.
I've seen so many clips. I've seen so many, you know, shots of Matthew McConaughey in it. And Gooch, it's worth a rewatch. Or it's worth a watch, I should say. It's worth going back to.
I heard like two and three, and then didn't they do like a spinoff?
No, they did a new one. The fourth season's called Night Country. I think it's still just True Detective. But
is that like Jodie Foster?
It is, yeah. We were planning on maybe checking it out. So I do like that each season is its own like thing. It's what's the word? When it's a different story every time.
Anthology.
Thank you.
By the way, that HBO show that was filmed around here, that's not a sequel to Mare of Easttown, but it's the same guy, writers, with Mark Ruffalo, is coming out on HBO. Mm. And I remember you were like, Gooch, I don't want to watch that. And I'm like, dude, it's filmed around here. We should cover it. Because that after I watched Mare of Easttown, I said the same fucking thing. So,
but it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's
what
just,
do you mean you're watching True Detective? It's like the same shit.
Yeah, but True Detective is more interesting. It's Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. We'll talk about it later. That's a fair point. Whatever, Gooch. Maybe we'll check. Is it like, what even was the Mare of Easttown? Was it like a detective, like, investigation story? I honestly didn't really even know what it was about.
Yeah, like, I if I remember correctly, a young girl gets taken, and, like, that's the catapult. Or she's killed. And then, you know, it goes from there.
Yeah, I see.
Great, great show.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, fine. Maybe we'll go back to it.
Was Kate Winslet not enough for you?
No, not really.
Mark Ruffalo isn't enough for
I'm
you?
I'm not
now?
A Winsletite, Gooch, okay?
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm not a follower of Kate Winslet. All right, maybe I'll check it out. But, yeah, Matthew McConaughey in that, though, genuinely. Like, he's just plays such an odd duck, Gooch, and it's so good.
Is it, like, different for him?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I guess.
He has some pretty, like, normal roles, and then he has very out there roles. Like,
I'd compare,
like, his Wolf of Wall Street character to, like, Interstellar.
Yeah. Know? Probably more on the weird. Wolf of Wall Street end of the spectrum.
Really?
Okay. But, like, if that character was a crazy psychopath that was really good at solving crime. Anyways, I think you should definitely check it out. Worth the time. It's like 8 episodes, I think, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to talk about, which you also watched the first couple episodes of.
Oh, yeah.
Alien Earth, man.
Woo!
What a great surprise, honestly. Yeah, like, I didn't really know what to think about this when it was announced. It's set before the first Alien film.
I didn't either. I remember hearing about it about a year ago when Romulus came out.
Timothy Oliphant is in it, who I actually really love in it so far. He plays an android, which I think he's really great as.
Mm-hmm. You watched the third episode or no?
Not yet. I think we're actually going to watch it tonight when I get home. I like this premise. I like the setup. No mentions of governments in this future. It's all just corporations that seem to be running things. I like how Earth has been kind of presented to us.
For the first time.
Yeah,
right?
Really. Yeah, we've never been to Earth in an Alien film proper. Except I think in Alien 3, there's like an alternate ending.
Okay.
Where they go to Earth and it's like a barren wasteland, like at the end, it's all fucked. But that's like set in the far future because they clone Ripley or something like that.
That's Resurrections.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe not Alien 3.
Yeah. And not Jodie Foster, but Winona Ryder is in that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And she's an android.
But I like the premise, the setup, the idea of these three different searches for immortality that like humans are pursuing.
Dude, the beginning dialogue. Yeah. I forget what it is like. I could not
that
even,
font or even
just like what they say, because it's like, you know, there's synthetic androids and then cyborgs and then like hybrids or something like that?
Yeah, so there's synthetics who are just, you know, man-made robots that are like AI.
That we've all seen. Yeah.
There are cyborgs who are people who have gotten, you know, cybernetic enhancements. And then there are hybrids, which are brand new, that which are being introduced at least by this new...
Yeah, our main character is a hybrid.
Our main character is a hybrid. And then, you know, they're being controlled or introduced by this, you know, company run by the he's like a young genius, is the idea. I can't remember his title.
Young... yeah, he's got a weird name.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Boy genius. Literally, he's like the boy or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that whole setup of
Prodigy the search. Prodigy is his company.
Right.
Yeah.
This search for immortality and the way they're doing it. And, you know, the intro was very interesting. Very much a similar kind of setup even to the original Alien, how the frame is kind of set up and the framing of each shot. I mean,
the beginning is like just ripped
straight from Alien.
From Alien, yeah. Like you really feel like they get out, and you know, it's like it's the same style, it's the same feeling. It's I forget what the ship's called.
The Nostromo,
it begins with an M. Magento.
Which one's that from?
The ship that crashes.
Oh, gotcha. I can't remember what it's called.
We haven't all this time to...
They've nailed the set design.
Remember the names.
Right, right. It feels like you're in real places in each set. They're not just green screened or fucking...
Show really feels tangible.
It feels like a movie quality show, genuinely, in that regard. So
yeah.
I love what I've seen so far. Yeah. I can't wait to see more. What did you think about the third episode? Like,
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't
watch it yet. Awesome. But dude, Alien Predator fans, we're eating big.
We really are.
I'm going to watch that animated movie before Badlands.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to like tee it up. I felt like that would probably be a better to like go in with that.
Maybe we could... we'll talk about that later.
Badlands? Yeah. Or the animated one
before if we have time. But that's a different conversation. Yeah, man, eating good. You know, I would bet $50 right now that a Predator is showing up in this. Like 100%. I'm like fully confident. Yeah, in it, actually.
Maybe.
So we'll see.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
You want to bet? A Shake Shack?
How about a Workhorse?
Sure, fine. Workhorse dinner.
So, are we making a bet?
I mean, I'm not the bet. Why don't we do that? It just shows up. Either we see one.
You want to do this? So
I would do it.
Well, no, you pitching this?
All right, fine. So either a Shake Shack or a Five Guys meal.
Not a Workhorse.
I don't want to do Workhorse. I don't want to do it.
It's honestly like probably like a very similar price.
It probably is, but I'd rather
a meal. We'll bet a meal.
Okay, fine. A meal of some sort. All right. Predator's showing up.
Okay.
All right. Predator and then you're saying it's not. All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Recorded. Yeah. All right. Fantastic. But yeah, I'm loving Alien Earth so far. Anything else for you on it? I love all the different little aliens. Like,
Like the creatures, like the flora fauna.
The eye one. Like,
yeah.
And
it's like, okay, this is just some like rant. Yeah. Why are they all killers? You know?
I think
nothing is just like, yeah, it's
not
it's
a cool
neutral,
alien.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
It's just walking around having
sure.
a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cat eye thing. I'm like, come the fuck on.
I would assume they are searching for very deadly creatures for some specific reason.
I mean, they're just searching for like anything they can find to like fucking like reverse engineer to do some crazy shit with.
Like, God knows what. Yeah. I do love how, again, it lands in a different, like, company's area. So the other company has to call the boy and be like, hey, man, can I come in and get my ship? And he's like, no.
Yeah, so I like how they're dealing with, like, the Yutani person.
Yeah.
Not, like, the Wayland. Mm. Or, like, there's just one.
Right.
Because Wayland-Yutani merged. It's a merger.
Right. It's very much like a Blade Runner-y type future to a degree.
So, you know, Blade Runner was, like, teased that, like, Waylon's mentor was Tyrell. I think that was like written in like back in the day somewhere.
It is wild that
I don't think it's canon.
Right.
But like I could believe it.
It's wild that Ridley Scott and fucking James Cameron did both of these. Like did one of these each.
Right. That's where the connection is.
So
from Ridley.
Wild. Right. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That it for you?
That's it for me at least. Yeah, movies and TV wise.
So I'll follow your order.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
No games?
No, I have games. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
no,
go games.
Okay, yeah, I didn't
go games.
I don't know why, Gooch. I've been in an immersive sim mood.
Yeah.
And I jumped back into the greatest immersive sim ever created.
Prey? I would say Deus Ex is. I've been watching some video essays on Deus Ex, so I've been kind of feeling that itch in a different kind of way.
That's the forefather, so I can't say that's incorrect, obviously.
You can play the original Deus Ex on PlayStation.
I saw that, and I was actually, I saw Chris was talking, Raygun was talking about it a little bit, and it was kind of scratching that itch a bit, too. I think as far as like a modern, you know, sim goes, it's a really fantastic game that can be played so many different ways. There's so many little different things I'm even still picking up on. I think I'm going to attempt to go for the platinum this time, Gooch. There are a few that are kind of tough. One is that you have to find every single body on Talos 1, every single crew member.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's like a security setup where you can like go through and mark each, you know, it'll take a bit of time. And I think after I get to the end of the game, I'll have found most of them anyways. But that, I think, will be the most annoying. There's a few other ones where it's like...
So you're saying you're not going to use a guide?
You know what I've actually been using, Gooch?
What?
ChatGPT.
Oh, God.
I've been like, how do I get... What's the best way to get this?
I actually have never used ChatGPT for any sort of trophy or achievement assistance.
I was like...
I have my sources.
I can't remember what it was. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, what's the fastest way to finish Prey? And it literally laid it out just because there's one where you have to...
Yeah, that's interesting.
There's one where you have to finish the game with only human human powers. There's one where you have to finish it with only Typhon powers.
Yeah.
So throughout that whole game, you use neuromods to inject yourself with abilities through your eye, literally through your eye socket. And yeah, there's different ways that those can be used throughout. I think, you know, you kind of really need the alien abilities by the end, especially when you deal with some of the Typhons. But, dude, it's been a lot of fun to get back into. It's been a while since I played it. I'm also going to finally play Moonfall, Gooch. It's been...
Mooncrash.
Mooncrash, thank you.
I know what it's called, Trio.
Yeah, because you're an actually true Prey fan. Yeah, I'm just a fake. Clearly. I'm a fake fan.
That's a game that's been on my list for years, just like a lot of other things.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get around to it. I will at some point.
Right.
I've heard a lot of good things.
It's truly... It's fantastic. It really is. Other than that, you know, we've been playing Hitman, actually, which we'll talk more about in depth a little bit later, but that's been a lot of fun. And then to finish it off here, Gooch, we already talked about it in our review, so I won't get into it much more, but Death Stranding 2.
Yeah.
I've been working on the platinum a little bit. I just hit a million likes today.
Yep.
Which is a lot of fun. Did. I'm close to five-starring everyone. I just five-starred the... What the fuck's the guy? The guy in the mountains with the, like, leather apron.
The Phantom Smith.
Yes, the Phantom Smith. I still have to get the Eastern Observatory and then the Aeronautical Engineer.
The game is a lot longer. I loved our review, but we didn't talk
so
about
much.
So much.
I know.
I was like, after we got out, like, I was like, oh yeah, we didn't talk about. Oh, we didn't talk. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about that either. Oh, like it just kept rolling
over.
In.
Yeah,
like how much we just didn't go into, and like I'm like, oh,
it's tough, man.
Some games are just difficult.
Well, and I think that's an especially dense game.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like the story is so the focus, but the gameplay also is pretty deep, and we didn't like get deep.
And I do wish we did and I also just wish we kind of did the stats thing, what our stats were at the current time, how much we carried and all that stuff. It would have been fun to dive into.
Yeah,
but the platinum's within sight. I don't have that much left as far as like hard things go. Some very easy ones. I never did a VR training, so
yeah,
I never felt the need to.
And you never saw Dahlman dance. I noticed. I was looking at your achievements.
I got so. How do I get that?
Horizon Dreamer in the Magellan, and he'll start dancing, and he goes, "Do you have a moment, Sam?" And he flies up, and then he starts dancing.
I did.
I love it. It's so cool.
And then I thought I got in the hot spring at one point, but I guess I didn't. So
you didn't
then
do
I went
any
back
hot
and did that.
Stuff.
And then
it's very optional.
Well, and it's funny because I thought I did, but I must have just never actually. Like, I kept seeing it outside the
Harmon's,
Motherhood or whatever.
Yeah, there's two that are very obvious, but the other ones you have to go find.
And then you can make your own after that, right? And
yeah,
stuff like
so
that.
There
you can
are,
douse for it.
I don't really understand how you're supposed to just find them. I'm using a guide because they're in set locations.
Do you have to build one of those for an achievement? I know you have to build all the structures for entry.
Probably the hot spring digger thing in the PCC. Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, like just like in the first game, like there's different hot springs around the map and they do different things, but now you have to find them.
Mm.
And yeah, I was surprised how optional that was.
Yeah.
Like besides the two you will run into naturally, because I didn't do this until end game, and you get more, you know, there's an Easter egg with the da na 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 that song that but they play like the actual version of it.
Bariba-robu.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. It's like a little like Japanese like children's thing.
Yeah, it was fun.
From what I understand. And yeah, so you can make the hot spring do different things. You can get like different things to put in it. You can hang out with like a little guy, a little Kuoka. What is that called? Q-U-O-K-K-A.
Kuoka.
Yeah, he hangs out with you and you get little different holograms. So the more you unlock, the more options you get to put in the hot spring stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Another thing I do really appreciate is the ability to swap gear much more easily. And I don't remember if this was in the first game. Maybe it was and I didn't utilize it as much. But like if I have a Boca skeleton and a Speed skeleton, I can hold left on the D-pad, go in the radial menu, and just swap.
I don't remember if the skeletons were in that. The shoes were, for sure.
Even like your hands, and then you can swap like off your mask easily in there and stuff like that. Yeah. I really like that and use it a lot. But yeah, dude, I don't have much.
The post game is so much longer than Death Stranding 1. There is so much more game there.
I am happy that I did most of it. Like, I think I have like about 25% left at most, but I'm glad I did most of it.
I'm enjoying it, but it is like I wish I did more.
Is building the roads part of it? I didn't think so. Okay.
The platinum is pretty easy, fair. Yeah, like there isn't really like you have to go out of your way to do like the Lord of the Tar Lake, and there's another hidden BT in that crater in the north.
Did you do the Ghost Hunter stuff yet?
I didn't finish. Yes, I know about.
You have to like prevent some. That's what I'm on. Like one of the last.
To get
ones
his achievement, you have. Do you know how to do it?
I had the thing. Yeah, I got.
Yeah, I shut it off, and then they mentioned it. I'm like, oh, I'll just go show up, and I like got the trophy.
I did it by accident. I went back to him, and it was on, and then I was like, oh, and then I turned it off. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he has his own like sub orders, like the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I got like the lyre bird from the fire.
Right.
And I brought it back. Now I have to bring it to the animal shelter. So I don't know how much more sub orders he has.
Yeah, I think I'm on the last big one right now. And then I got to keep fucking saving the stupid adventurer.
I honestly, I'm like, dude.
This should have been three times, like at most. I'm on like the fifth one, I feel.
Really?
Like.
There's five?
At least four.
I saved him from that one, like he's in like a BT area near like F4.
Yeah.
I think. So that was the one I just did. Now I'm at another one.
The one I just got, he's on top of the mountain. That one wasn't hard, thankfully, because I have like a web of zip lines set up to get up there.
I need to figure out how to traverse around there better, and I think it's zip lines.
It is zip lines because
I've been ziplining a lot more in post game than I did while I was doing the story.
I mostly only use them on this. I built so many, I maxed out my thing.
Really?
Yeah, because I just had so much. And, you know, certain people, I didn't realize it bends now at first.
Oh, dude.
That's huge. I mean, don't get me wrong, I recognize that, like, early on. Yeah. But, like, that's another thing I want to mention. But then it's annoying, though. I wish you could move them, like, when they're already set. Because there are certain ones with, like, online ones.
Other people's, yeah.
And
I agree.
You can't bend it after it's already been,
like,
created.
I wish it was,
like,
within, like, upgrade 2, you were able to change that.
Change the angle. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It feels... That's one of those things that, like, I actually kind of expected you to be able to do after a while. Because I feel like there was a lot of things like that within the game where I'm in the truck and I can't pick up anything early on, while I'm in the truck. I'm like, all right, well, there's definitely going to be an upgrade that allows me to do that. And so there was. I got the gloves. I would have expected there to be something like that with the zipline.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of thing with the bridge where, like, there's, like, now, like, bigger bridges. Yeah.
Big bridge, yeah.
Big little bridge.
I built one of those. It has a good amount of likes, but there are some, like, bridges built places where I'm like, and it has, like, a million likes. And I'm like, the fuck is this? Like, it's just, like, in a canyon, so, just on, like, over flat land.
Somebody revealed to me a good way of, like, farming likes. Is you see a bridge like that, you delete it and build your own there. And I'm just like, that is so un-Death Stranding. I would never do that. I would never.
But even that, like, I don't know. How does that work? How does then your bridge get disseminated out to everyone over that million liked one?
It doesn't. It just, like, it's a good spot.
Clearly. Yeah. I guess so. I don't know. Interesting. But, yeah, I've been still having a lot of fun
with
it.
Have you seen any of my stuff?
I've only really seen that one cairn, and it's by the metagenomicist, and I keep liking it every time I see it.
I've seen some of your vehicles, I found one of your signs, but I'm surprised, like I don't see more of your stuff. There's a few other people that I'm like, yeah, like, they saw a lot of my stuff, but I haven't seen a lot of theirs. Dilly's, I've seen a ton of shit from his. Fred, when he was playing, I think I saw, like, a decent amount of
stuff. I have
a lot
of Timefall shelters out there, but, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there is a lot in the world, like we were saying during the review, but... Yeah, I'm doing
fun.
The same thing. Just
I'm enjoying
post-game
it.
Wrap
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
I hope to have it finished before Delta.
I was hoping
I'm
to.
Not sure if that's going to be possible.
How many do you have left, do you know?
A little bit.
Yeah, I have like, I think I have 10.
But I'm not like blowing through it. I'm kind of taking my time.
Yeah.
I'm savoring it because when it's gone, it's going to be like, all right.
No, it's true.
Because I'm definitely not going to return. Like Death Stranding is a game I think you play once every few years. You got to let it like lie, like really lie.
Probably the only time I'd replay it is if 3 gets announced or is coming out in some
right.
shape or form.
I'm sure there's going to be a director's cut. Well, I don't know that, but.
Would be surprised.
Right. Is that it for you?
I think so.
Long one for you, Tree. Usually don't go that long, yeah, but yeah, that's fine. We kind of knocked some of mine out. So I've been watching a lot of shows and some movies.
Sure.
What If Season 3, finally got around to it. Absolute trash, Trio. Absolute trash.
Like, that's unfortunate.
I was like, I cannot believe some of these episode ideas. I mean, the Marcy and Howard the Duck one, or whatever the fuck her name is, Darcy. I was like, this is fucking embarrassing that we thought them having like a kid was going to be like a good episode. Like, get the fuck out of here. There was one where it was like the Hulk like fucks some shit up, and there's like Gundam versions of the Avengers, or like he creates like these big monsters and they need like Gundam suits to fight them. That was stupid. Like, not like, I think the ending was good with like the Watcher and like some of like, you know, like Captain Carter comes back and like that shit, like that was fine. But like the like, even like there was a Shang-Chi but in the Western with like Kate Bishop, I'm like, stupid. Like, I just, I'm like, they're just dumb. They're just dumb, man.
I really like the way you said stupid. Because honestly, it is. Like, I think that's the biggest downfall for that show of, like, they didn't really want to try to go outside the box.
They
like,
got,
something
it
very
got
interesting.
Goofy, and that was the problem. Like, they weren't actually exploring, like, serious ones,
say,
and the animation sucks.
I wouldn't even
sucks.
Say, it's not even goofy. It's just, like, what are we... Like,
I mean, Howard the Duck and Darcy fucking and having a baby is pretty goofy.
No, I won't disagree with that.
Howard the Duck is an Easter egg character from Guardians, you know? He's not even like a real character.
I will say that sounds more interesting to me than Captain Carter.
Oh,
than just because, like, I think the most boring ones to me are like, it's Captain America, but it's Captain Carter. Oh, it's the Vision, but he's Ultron. Like, I don't know. I like it if, like, we'd at least go a little bit more outside the box rather than just, like, we moved, like, an inch in the universe slightly. That still sounds silly and ridiculous, and, like, I don't want to watch it. But I just don't get this idea that we can only, like, slightly alter things, like, for the most part. I don't know. Go a little bit crazier. Go wild. And I'm not wild in the
way... I mean,
way
it's wild in, like, a very bad way.
What's another episode?
If I can even...
That's what I was going to say.
If I can even recall.
If you
them.
Can't, don't look it up. I don't care enough. I just was curious. Like, that's, like, if they're... I feel like if they were that wild...
There's one that's, like, post-apocalyptic... And it's like, oh, okay. Can you just show me, like, it's not like full, showing me the full episode titles. Mm. Oh, I got this, Trio. Relax. There was one with, like, what if Agatha, like, is, like, a Hollywood star with, like, Tony Stark, like, in, like, the 90s. Like, he's, like, funding her, and, like, a Kingo gets involved. And I'm like, okay, but, like. Nah, kind of stupid. What if the Red Guardian stopped the Winter Soldier? That one was like, this is just kind of stupid. Like,
I'm trying to think.
And they have like a buddy cop like thing. They're running from like whoever the Goliath character was from Ant-Man, and like he's hunting the Winter Soldier after this because they, you know, he gets caught because he doesn't kill the Starks. So him and Red Guardian on the run. It's just like, this is dumb. This is really stupid. Yeah.
Do you think that that's a problem of Marvel kind of being boring in that regard? Like, in the what if regard?
Yes.
Like, I feel like DC has much cooler ideas when it comes to, like, their Elseworlds and, like, what if this? Or, like, even when, like, super...
It's because they get serious and
yeah,
they're not goofy. Like, most of these episodes, like, are kind of played for laughs.
Like, there's a great Elseworld story where Clark lands in Gotham and he's Batman. But like, and I can't, it's like speeding bullets or something
seriously.
Like that. But yeah, they take it seriously and
right.
It's interesting. And like, you know, he's Batman and he can actually fly, but like, you know, like a bat, and he can, you know, shoot laser eyes like a bat and all that stuff. So it's very interesting. Whereas, I don't know, what can you do with that with Marvel? What if Iron Man was Captain America? Okay, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I also watched this show called Smiling Friends, which I'm sure you've seen.
I've definitely seen clips.
It's very good. It's like an Adult Swim, like animated comedy. Very funny. There's only two seasons. I actually finished it last night, and I, yeah, really enjoyed it. Really love, like, the dumb humor that Adult Swim has been putting out for years. And, like, I love how Adult Swim, while a big name, still manages to be, like, small. Like,
I agree.
Rick and Morty came out of Adult Swim. Yeah. You know, the Boondocks.
I mean, dude, Robot Chicken has some of the funniest sketches out there. Yeah.
And it's like, they still are like, we're on like Cartoon Network at like night, you know, and they show anime and shit like that.
Yeah, no,
like,
that's interesting.
I just love their, what
Toonami.
They, yeah, what they're doing over there. Been watching South Park. That's been funny. We talked about Alien Earth. Two movies. We were talking about Resident Evil earlier. I watched my final Resident Evil canon movie, Death Island, which came out a few years ago. Why can't these be better? I don't know.